Chapter 1. The Cyclone. Dorothy lived in the state of Kansas with her Uncle Henry and her Aunt Em. They all lived in a little wooden house in the middle of the great Kansas prairie. The land was very flat, and there were no trees or other houses nearby. Uncle Henry was a farmer, and he had built the wooden house himself many years before. The house only had one room. That room was used for eating and for sleeping in, too. There was a little hole under the house that was called the Cyclone Cellar. The family hid in the cellar when the strong winds of a cyclone blew across the prairie. The hot sun had burnt the paint on the little house. Now the paint on the house was gray. The sun had burnt the land around the house, too. Everything on the prairie was gray. Uncle Henry and Aunt Em had gray hair and gray, tired faces. Dorothy's Uncle Henry and Aunt Em were poor, and they had worked very hard all their lives. It was not easy to be a farmer on the prairie, and Uncle Henry was always very tired. He never smiled, and Aunt Em always looked sad, too. But Dorothy was always laughing. The girl had a little black dog called Toto. Dorothy played with Toto all day long. But today, Dorothy and Toto were not playing. Uncle Henry was standing with Dorothy in the doorway of the little house. He was looking at the gray sky, and he was very worried. Then they heard the sound of a strong wind. It was coming from the south. It whistled and roared. It blew the long grass of the prairie until it was flat.
"There's a cyclone coming, Em!"
Uncle Henry called to his wife.